My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brandt. He represents the Old Dominion's 7th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Freedom Caucus. And there's new reports from the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere suggesting that some House conservatives are getting a little bit frustrated with the slower strategy that congressional Republican leaders are using in advancing critical items like Obamacare repeal and replace, as well as tax reform. And Congressman, it's good to have you with us. Thank you.
Hey, great to be with you, Greg.
Let's start with Obamacare. There's two different issues here. One is the timetable. I think a lot of conservatives were surprised to hear President Trump say in his Super Bowl interview that this might get done statutorily sometime next year. And at the same time, there's been more talk about repairing Obamacare than repeal and replace. So where do things actually stand from what you know right now?
You got it right there. The Senate has made it clear they're okay with tweaking Obamacare and repairing the existing broken system. And so I obviously think that's the wrong way. And then the president weighed in, but I think his remarks were misunderstood. I think that is kind of the normal narrative for the entire period for replace, right? The insurance market is writing the insurance products this April. They last a year. So the standard we've been looking at is probably a year and a half. But in the next 2 months, we're going to put in repeal and replace legislation. So I do think that's good news. Scott Walker, I've been hearing, is coming to the Hill, and his counsel, because he did reform the right way in Wisconsin, he said, once you start reform, you can't backtrack, right? Once you take out one leg of the stool, which we already have, and Trump has already done some of the repeal by regulatory fiat. And so once you start down that road, we've got to conclude it. And I think Paul Ryan is going to come out and make that clear in the next few days.
You mentioned on the Senate side, there's a bill that would essentially let states keep Obamacare if they like it. I guess the more liberal states and the ones that have expanded Medicaid and so forth. On the other hand, there's the Rand Paul plan, which is a more free market approach. And he's been one to say you need to repeal and replace simultaneously. What do you want to see come forward, and what do you think is going to come forward?
Yeah, I agree with the Rand Paul philosophy. What's left out of the picture is how important healthcare reform is, right? So the cost curve is going up by 20%. At home, everyone's premiums are going up by 20%. I learned today from a doctor in our small business panel, the average deductible for someone with a bronze plan, which isn't the top, is $12,000 now just for the deductible. So
right.
You have access. And so healthcare costs are driving Medicare, Social Security, veterans programs, Medicaid, the prescription drug plan. Everything the federal government has touched is insolvent, right? Medicare and Social Security are insolvent in 2034, and the kids I taught in college for 20 years aren't going to get anything, for real. And that's not in the balance here when we're making these decisions. And so everyone says, well, I want everything right now instantaneously, right? I want a sugar high. That's bankrupting the country. Well, we have to reform these systems, or the next generation gets nothing. And so I hope the folks back home will give us some latitude and know that, hey, if you don't bend that cost curve down, right, and so we're growing at 20% now, bending the cost curve down doesn't mean you grow at 10% or 5%. It means you shrink the cost of healthcare down to zero. And that's what you got to do just to maintain balance, right? That doesn't reduce costs. That just keeps them from growing more in the out years. So we got some heavy lifting to do.
Congressman, I just want to follow up on a couple of things you said. First of all, you seem to suggest that it's the Senate Republicans that are perhaps trying to play out the clock here a little bit longer than a lot of conservatives would like. What are you hearing from Republican leaders, Speaker Ryan, Majority Leader McCarthy? Do they want to go at the same speed you do?
Yeah, I mean, and to give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, I was just on the Hannity program, and he was just chomping ready to go and telling us, get going. So I'm with him, and the American people want that. But the only benefit of the doubt I'll get is the Democrats are holding up all of our secretaries still, right? So Price is going to be the Secretary of Health and Human Services at the federal level, and he's not installed. And again, you remember Trump's comments a few weeks ago. He said, look, once Price is in that slot, then we're going to move at lightning speed. And so I think that's what you can realistically hope for. Once Price gets in and is nominated, boom, the plan comes out, and we run with it. And I think it's going to be surprisingly good. I don't think it'll be perfect. I'm not a big fan of tax credits because you can bid those up forever too. And so that's my reservation. But I think it will not be Obama-like from what I'm hearing.
In terms of tax reform, the New York Post was reporting, as well as others, that that is taking third spot now in the priority list behind Obamacare and behind infrastructure. Are you hearing that, and does that concern you at all?
What's taking the third spot? Tax reform?
Yes.
Yeah, no, that is hugely concerning because I taught economics for 20 years. That is piece number one, without which I can't vote for anything else. Right. If you don't get that tax piece right, and I met with the guy who from Harvard who designed the Reagan tax cuts, and he's working on this system a few days ago. And he's talking about the first two pieces of this, right, a 20% corporate rate, and then the second piece is immediate expensing for business, right? So not 30-year depreciation, immediate expensing, cash in your hands, new capital to start small businesses. It's explosive. And he said that is consistent with 8% wage growth, right? 4% GDP growth for the country, 8% wage growth for a country that has not seen the average guy have their wages increase for 30 years. And so that's the best news. And if we don't get that piece, we will not be able to afford any of the rest of it. And so that has to come first. It's got to be in writing. It's got to be in stone, or I can't go along with the rest of it.
Congressman, I know you've got to run. It's a busy day. One last question. What's the window of opportunity here? When do things have to get done by?
Well, I think this first 100 days is crucial because you got the fake news outfits across the country, right? I mean, I had a town hall, and then I had 9 protesters come up and say, you're not having any town halls. And then my local media, the TVs and my regional paper and whatever, writes a story that I'm not accessible. I'm the guy that beat the majority leader based on accessibility, right? I mean, it's my brand. And so the leftist blogs come out with it, and then the Washington Post and these other supposed mainstream media run with it. It's just complete fake news. And now they're hitting everybody across the country that is speaking out on a reform initiative. And all of this started right after Trump won, right? So, I mean, Trump wins, they got Christmas and the holidays, and then in 2 weeks I'm supposed to have had, like, infinite town hall meetings. And so a lot of people are getting a little nervous because they see this left-wing progressive onslaught. But it's fake grassroots. It's never about policy. It's not about the Constitution and getting the budget straight. It's just a lot of anger right now in the short run. So hopefully that dissipates.
Congressman, we'll let you get back to work. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Great talking.
You bet, sir. Virginia Congressman Dave Bratt represents his state's 7th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.